Star Wars, Eminem, and the Hall of Fame. This is a new movies and music edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.
When I found you, I saw raw, untamed power. And beyond that, something truly special.
Jennifer, it's finally here. Waiting a couple years since the last Star Wars movie. The Last Jedi opens in theaters tonight at midnight. A lot of people all psyched up, ready to go. My social media is just lit up with people who are totally excited. They've got their tickets for midnight tonight. Can't wait to go see Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Nice. You know, I wasn't all that excited about it, but now...
You're getting sucked in by the hype. You can't help
totally.
It. You know? I saw the movie on Monday. I thought it was... Man, it's Star Wars. It was super fun. You know, all your characters are there. It looks amazing. It's a pretty good story. It's longer than most Star Wars movies. And it's kind of broken up into a couple parts. And... I cannot wait for more people to see it because I just want to talk about it. And it's driving me nuts because a lot of stuff happens, and I can't wait to talk to people about all that stuff that happens.
Cool. Well, a few more hours.
A few more hours, and my review is coming up later today on Rivet. So make sure you check it out on our podcast channels and on our Facebook page. All right, a couple other by the way, it stars Daisy Ridley, in case you didn't know this, John Boyega, Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher in her last film appearance, you know, so
full cast.
Yeah, yeah. And they're all, you know what? You get that first movie under your belt and now you can tell they're kind of more into their characters.
Right.
And it's pretty cool, you know. A couple other movies that are coming out this weekend. Going to be some big competition for Star Wars. but anyway, we have the animated movie Ferdinand, which is getting a lot of really good reviews with the bull. He was built to fight but ready for love or something like that. That stars John Cena, Kate McKinnon, Bobby Cannavale, and Jack Gore. And then this one, which I think sounds super interesting, it's called Permanent. Stars Patricia Arquette, Rainn Wilson, Keira McClain, and Devin Albert. I just love this, the description of the movie. Permanent is a comedy about bad hair, adolescence, and socially awkward family members. It involves life-altering permanents and poorly made toupees. Obstacles to daily survival ensue. So.
That's quite a description.
Thank you, IMDb, for that.
Yeah. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. And you know what? Rainn Wilson is that guy from The Office.
Right.
Dwight Schrute. So I kind of love that guy. And he's been in some other, like, definitely smaller movies over the last several years that I've really enjoyed, you know. The one where he was a superhero, it sticks out at me. I can't remember the name of it, but he was a superhero.
So. Right. Yeah. Looks like that one will be a good time.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. That's totally one of those Netflix finds, I think, you know. Just scrolling through, saw it. Give this one a shot. All right, we got some new music.
Yeah.
Why are expectations so high? Is it the bar I set? My arms I stretch, but I can't
Eminem's
reach.
Comeback album, Revival.
Comeback album, is that weird? He's got a comeback album?
So it leaked early, though.
Oh, it did? I didn't know that.
It leaked early, yeah. Not getting the greatest reviews, some mixed, but... I don't know. It doesn't look too.
I think Eminem is one of those guys who's you know, whenever he puts out, he's kind of a little like Star Wars. If he puts it out, people are going to buy it. People are going to go for it. On this one, the unmistakable voice of Beyonce there chiming in on this one. She wasn't there, but he did the Saturday Night Live last week.
Right.
And it's interesting to see him back, you know.
It is. So we'll see what happens with that one. Give it some time, you know. Pharrell Williams, his band Nerd, has a new record out on Friday.
I love that. You know, their first couple albums, I love those first couple albums.
Yeah.
Really funky, really fun. So this one comes out, tomorrow?
This is out Friday, right. No One Ever Really Dies. Frank Ocean's on it, Kendrick Lamar.
Right on. I think you have to have Kendrick Lamar, aren't you? Don't you have to have Kendrick Lamar on whatever comes out now? I think?
Yeah. And he's also on Jeezy's new album, Pressure, as well. So, he's all over the place.
He is.
Luke Bryan's sixth album, What Makes You Country.
Six albums for Luke Bryan?
Yeah, six already. I know. I was like, wait a minute. Is that... I guess it is that many.
Good for him.
From Across the Pond, Asking Alexandria's self-titled album, Asking Alexandria, coming out tomorrow.
All right.
And G-Eazy's The Beautiful and the Damned, which is a double album.
The Beautiful and the Damned.
Sounds like a soap opera it or does. Something.
Today on The Beautiful and the Damned.
Gotta watch my story.
Yeah. Right. Something that always causes a lot of discussion, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees have been announced. The Cars finally making it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
good
I was
for
surprised
them.
That they're first-timers. Yeah.
And first-timers, yeah. I was surprised it was the first time on the ballot, and they were one of those bands I was surprised weren't in already.
Right.
And there were a couple of them. Well, Bon Jovi got in, first balloter. Dire Straits, another one I thought was already in there. The Moody Blues, another one I thought was already in there. Nina Simone is also in there. The Moody Blues, so dramatic.
Yeah.
You know?
To say the least.
They were like that weird acid rock, the weird prog rock that with all the horns and the strings and everything.
Right.
It just sounded different, you know. They're all going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame April 14th in Cleveland, Ohio. So should be pretty exciting.
Yeah. Have you been there, by the way?
No, I haven't. And I'm super mad that I missed the big Rolling Stones exhibit that they had back in the day. And it's definitely a place I've got to get to.
Oh, yeah.
Have you?
It's worth the trip. I went, 10, 15 years ago.
Oh,
now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a neat building. And, I was in Cleveland actually on a business trip a couple years ago, and I could see it, you know. I just want to go over there. That's all I want
to
do.
Might not have looked good, to leave the conference. You wouldn't have been the only one, probably.
If I knew then what I know now, I would have taken off. a little bit of a sad note here. Actually, a lot of a sad note. Adios to Smithereens lead singer, songwriter Pat Denizio. I don't know if you remember the Smithereens or not at all. This is Blood and Roses. They also had a big song, Girl Like You. Pat Denizio, he's 62 years old. Had some health issues recently, but had just tweeted over the weekend that he couldn't wait to get back on the road again.
Yeah, it seemed kind of a surprise. I mean, it's always surprising.
Yeah.
But
yeah, 62. Super young. And not super young, but young. Young when you're my age, I guess.
That's young.
He passed away. So far, no cause of death or anything. But, boy, I remember I had some great times going to Smithereens concerts growing up.
Oh,
you know?
Nice, yeah.
It was interesting how, like, when you would go there, it was the crowd, it was the music, it was the sound, it was the feel. I don't know why we had such a good time all the time, but they were definitely like a can't miss whenever they came to Chicago. All right, well, you know what? We were going to wrap it up here, but it's the holidays. Christmas is coming up, and what better way to spend those cold nights during the holidays with the Christmas lights on than watching a holiday movie, right? And there's a million of them out there, and so we were going to talk about some of our favorites. So top three, what do you think?
Top three. They're probably among everybody's.
Top three. I know.
I'd have to say The Christmas Story.
A Christmas Story.
You could see it a million times, and it's always funny.
You know, I've seen it a million times on TV, and then I actually saw it live on stage. And
that'd be cool.
Thoroughly loved that, too. So apparently I can watch that story any way you tell it to me.
Next, the radio rendition. I don't know.
Yeah. the Rivet Radio Players.
Christmas Story for sure. And It's a Wonderful Life.
I watched that last weekend. Every year I enjoy it more, and I appreciate the acting and everything more about it. I don't know why.
It's amazing. I mean, it's an amazing story. And yeah. We actually saw it on the big screen at a movie theater a couple years ago.
Really?
And, you know, you go into it thinking it's A Wonderful Life. It's a great movie. But everybody was crying. It was so much more emotional seeing it on the big screen.
Yeah.
It really hit home. But yeah, great. One of my all-time favorites.
And for me, I always think about near the end of the movie, like after he's met Clarence and stuff like that, you know. But there's that – the whole beginning of the movie is so wild how it – you know, just how it comes together and gets built up, you know, the savings and loan and how George keeps getting – you know, his brother is the one that's like pretty much living the life that he was hoping to live. And just how it all comes together. It was stuff that I missed as a kid. And I remember growing up, it seemed like it was on all the time.
Right.
And now it's kind of like, it's become more special to see it now, you know.
Definitely.
So It's a Wonderful Life. And plus it's got one of my favorite lines in all movies of all time, when they end up in the bar, where Clarence and George end up in the bar. And he keeps calling the bartender. I can't remember what his name is. He keeps calling him by his name. And he's like, "And why do you keep calling me that?" He's like, "Well, that's your name." And he's like, "Look, I don't know who you are, but out you two pixies go through the door, through the window." Something like that. Just a great line. For me, I love me some Christmas Vacation.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I think it's just one of the funniest movie is just so many crazy things happen in that movie.
And I think, I'm sure a lot of families have this. Every year at Christmas, even Thanksgiving, a line or two from that will always pop up, right?
Always,
right? I mean,
right?
It's just always quoted in every home around the holidays.
And then there's the big arguments, the big Christmas movie argument that is always, I'm sure it's going to be around our Christmas table. No, it probably won't. But anyway, among movie watchers at holiday time, the argument... Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know.
I gotta go. Totally, it is.
Yeah.
Especially when he sends the dead guy down in the Santa Claus. You know.
He's it's like, so not...
Now I've got a machine gun. You know. It's
it's not your typical. You know. Yeah,
the snow
spirit of Christmas, I guess.
No, well... it really isn't. But you know, it came out at that time. Yeah, I don't know. I see it as a. I kind of see it as a Christmas movie.
I mean, what would like the Gremlins kind of fall under that same category?
Yes, the Gremlins too. Like yeah, it was like a holiday movie that centered around Christmas, but it really had nothing to do with Christmas.
Right.
So I
guess they count.
Let's call it a holiday movie. And let's call this the holiday movies and music edition of the morning feed. What do you say to that? And you can hear a lot more of this genius and brilliance that we keep putting out.
Mildly putting it, I mean.
Thank you.
Get out your thesaurus. There's so many words.
Right?
To call the show.
But you can check out way more of it on our podcast channels, Google Play Music, iTunes, and Stitcher, also on Facebook. Thanks a lot for listening. As always, this has been a new movies and music edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.